And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
When troublesome times fall upon you, and all you feel is fear and dread, just place your trust in a higher power, 'cause a brighter day is just ahead.
A brighter day
is waiting for you.
The sun will shine
upon your face. Just look ahead, don't fear tomorrow.
The Lord will send
a brighter day.
The rains came down upon old Noah. When they would stop, he could not say. Oh, but when he looked and saw that rainbow, he knew there'd be a brighter day.
A brighter day
is waiting for you. The sun will shine
upon your face. Just look ahead, don't fear tomorrow.
The Lord will send
a brighter day.
A brighter day
is waiting for you.
The sun will shine
upon your face. Just look ahead, don't fear tomorrow.
The Lord will send
a brighter day. Just look ahead, don't fear tomorrow.
The Lord will send
a brighter day,
a brighter day.
A brighter day, that's being sung for you by the Primitive Quartet out of Candler, North Carolina. Hey, that's a great song, and I hope you enjoyed it right here on It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be here with you for a little while, and want to send that out especially down to Sydney, Florida, to an old-time listener. Been listening for many years, Brother Jerry Gentry. Brother Jerry found out a couple months ago now that he's been battling with some major health problems, and I want to dedicate the entire program today to Jerry, and I hope that it blesses him as he listens to It's Gospel Time. And I would ask you, he's been heavy on my heart the last few weeks, and I haven't mentioned him. I hope it's okay to mention his name on the radio. Well, I've already done that anyway, but I'm going to ask all my prayer partners to take time to say a prayer for my friend, Jerry Gentry. If you would, I'd appreciate that a whole lot, and makes his home around Sydney, Florida. And if you'd do that, that would mean a whole lot to me, and I'm sure it'd mean a whole lot to him. So if you'd do that, I'd appreciate it. And I'm going to dedicate the entire program today to him and his family. And that song there by the Primitive Quartet, that's off their very latest CD. And matter of fact, that's the first song on the CD. It's called A Brighter Day. Well, I would like to encourage you to be found faithful to a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church. If you live in the Asheville, North Carolina area, or perhaps coming through the Asheville area, sure be honored and pleased to have you go to church with us. Give me a call, and I can give you information and directions. And the phone number is 828-778-3350. 828-778-3350. And be happy to talk to you and just have you go to church with us. Just be real pleased about that. But I would encourage you to be found faithful to a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church. I'd love to hear from you. The address is Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. A couple of years ago, my wife wrote a book called A Mama's Dream. And I'd sure love you to have a copy of it. They're only $10. That does include the postage, and it's a true story. We were childless for 22 years after we were married, and our daughter, Sarah, will be 22 years old next month. So you can figure that up. We've been married for 44 years, and she's such a blessing to us. And now we have a little grandson. His name's Landon, and he's Pappy's pal. That's what he calls me. He's Pappy. Calls my wife Diane Nana. And we sure loved it when we get to keep him some. And he loves staying with us, but we don't get him every day. But wouldn't mind having him every day. But he's a handful some days. Somebody said he's in the terrible twos. But anyway, would ask you to pray for our daughter, Sarah. She's works in the emergency room at the hospital in Asheville. Works nights, 7 to 7 at nighttime. And working on a bachelor's degree in nursing. And this semester, she's taken 18 credit hours in her nursing classes. And working at night also. So that would be a prayers is always appreciated. And so if you'd like to have the book, we'd love to have it. Make sure we can read the address where you want it mailed to. And my wife will sign it. We'll mail it right out. But if you'd like to be a part of the radio ministry, then you do what the Lord would lay on your heart to do. But don't forget to support your local radio station, because they need your support to be able to air its gospel time and all the other gospel music and Christian programming and all the good radio programs that you listen to. So be sure to support that local radio station as well. All right, we're going to look in the Word of God in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And we're going to pick up reading verse 10, finish out this chapter. Alexander Scobie's reading from the King James Version of the Bible, 1 Corinthians 4, and pick up reading verse number 10.
We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. Even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place, and labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, and are the offscouring of all things unto this day. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son, and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Now, some are puffed up as though I would not come to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What will ye? Shall I come unto you with a rod, or in love, and in the spirit of meekness?
He had to say, I don't believe I have to go, I'm a good man anyway. I agreed with him, and this I had to say, you don't have to go to church if you've been born again. You don't have to stand and tell the world
your soul's been saved from sin. You don't have to say you do one thing your brothers need to feel. But if Jesus lives within your heart, you will.
Him in your home, and you don't have to care if he's in need or help him pay his bills. But if Jesus lives within your heart, you will.
You don't have to go to church if you've been born again. You don't have to stand and tell the world your soul's been saved from sin. You don't have to say you do one thing your brothers need to feel. But if Jesus lives within your heart, you will. But if Jesus lives within your heart, you will.
No, friend, you don't have to. I believe if you're really where you ought to be with God, those things will just kind of come natural, and you'll have a desire to be in church, and you'll have a desire to do those things that's right. I just kind of am convinced of that. Well, let's move along. Got time. We'll get in one more song before we take a break, and here's Larry Sparks.
Mama cried the day that I quit school. Daddy said, son, here are your working tools. A shovel and a belt and an old hard hat. With his hand he patted my back. For years, you know, I've worked down there. There's danger, son, so please take care. Now every morning I make a journey to the light, after working in the dark coal mines all night. I thank God for giving me a way to make a living. And every morning I thank God for the journey to the light. Every night from an old metal bucket I dine, way down in that old coal mine. And the food, it tastes like old coal dust, but after a while it don't bother one much. Though dangers, well, I've seen them there, explosions and them old rock falls. Those men, I've seen them give it their all, while in the mine some answered God's call. Now every morning I make a journey to the light, after working in the dark coal mines all night. I thank God for giving me a way to make a living. And every morning I thank God for the journey to the light.
Larry Sparks, and it's called The Journey to the Light. And folk, I'm glad one day I saw that journey to the light. We're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, come right back in with some more great gospel music. Stay around. We'll be back right after this.